listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Davey Crockett, and boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you. We, off the bat, are filling your hearts with love. How does that feel? You guys like it? Do you like the color green? Because it likes you. Woo! Oh, guys, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day we have for you. As you know, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration.
Yeah.
Whatever that means to you. Now, as you know, on the vibration station, what we mean by raising your vibration is every thought that you think, every action you make, everything that you do is a product of a choice that you have made. A choice that is fueled by a thought in your brain. What is a thought? A thought is an electromagnetic charge that is created by a neuron connecting to a synapse. And then by that, a vibration is conjured.
Dr. Dave, Dr. Dave.
Dr. Dave.
Tell me more.
Well, you'd like to know more, Brother Skaya?
Oh, it's just such a beautiful talk.
Listen, I have problems getting it up in the bedroom. What do you recommend, David?
Well, Josh, I recommend, I have no idea what to say to that.
Kundalini yoga.
Kundalini yoga, yes! Yes, Brother Josh, love I recommend it. Kundalini yoga. What's up, guys? Happy Super Bowl Sunday!
49ers, baby.
What a blessing, what a blessing. We are here in the studio. We have Brother Josh. Thank you, man, for coming in.
Thank you for having me, David.
And we got Brother Skaya. Thank you, brother, for coming in.
Thank you.
Always a blessing, always a pleasure. Love you guys so much. And can I tell you, the triangle that we have in the studio today is immaculate. Triangles are my favorite shapes. 3 points where 2 lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. My Lord is very late. Let's just leave. Well, I am going to tell you guys today exactly what you're going to be eating and consuming and putting in your bodies, because today's show is You Are What You Eat. What does that mean? It means that it's Super Bowl Sunday. Happy, happy, happy Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. Got your hands in the air, got your foam little fingers, and your beers. You know what I'm saying? But hey, we all got to be safe, drink responsibly, and be a fun, happy drinker. Don't get angry and don't think about negativity when you choose to intoxicate yourself. It's just not good things. Skya.
And please don't cause riots after the game.
Yeah, don't.
Don't break people's cars and flip over buses.
There's just no need for that. That's just nonsense. I mean, I guess the excitement is kind of nice, but like, what it produces is a bit destructive.
Imagine what you did with that energy.
Yes.
Instead of being destructive with it, if you like, kept that in yourself.
Yeah.
And worked through a deeper way.
Yes.
Imagine what would happen. Your pineal gland would explode.
It would explode, dude.
It'd light.
Yes. It, the most fascinating thing. Imagine. Imagine how excited you get when your favorite team wins. You know, like, you know what's so funny to me? Okay, I'm just going to drop this real quick.
Drop it.
So funny to me. Like, people will get so excited over their sports teams. Like, okay, they've never met a player on the team. They don't know, like, they don't know anybody that's playing all this. All they know is they like to watch the team and they've put money on the team. That's all, right? Okay. They get so excited. Yeah! You know, like the whole like super like football! You know, like they're all, okay. I dig it, dude. And I love it. And I love the excitement. I love that there's people that are passionate about it. And sports is a wonderful expression. It's awesome. It's dank. But dude, imagine like Skya, like you said, imagine if everybody that got so excited over their team took all that excitement and all that energy, right? But collectively together, instead of like a Super Bowl, it's like a super, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a super heightened, like, let's see.
Want me to say it?
Yeah.
A super orgasm.
Oh, yes! My goodness. Yes.
It would be if the Super Bowl was just everybody getting together and getting that excited for no reason, it would be a super orgasm.
No reason. Except for the reason that you're alive.
Right. Exactly. You know? It's not a sexual type of orgasm when we say that. The jism is
jism. An orgasm is a climax of energy.
Right. Right. That's of course. It. Of course.
You know, where that's channeled is a whole nother story. But if you channel that to Earth,
right?
Imagine, volcanoes would go off.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's gnarly if you think about it, though.
It is.
Because here we go. Okay, guys, as you know, we're talking about this. We're conscious of it. We're shifting, obviously. Something really cool. My parents attended this awesome, like, this. The, okay, it's where people from the media, like Jim Carrey was there.
Oh, Gate.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And it's basically like the media is getting together and trying to just lead this new conscious shift. You know, it's people in media that are totally aware that our planet is shifting, that consciousness is rising and accelerating, and it's basically like, you know, a lot of people that are very high up in media that are coming together and saying it's up to us to do the initial, like, to help, right? Because people that watch the media, right, they get swayed, they get manipulated, thank you, into believing and putting their energy and thoughts into what the media says. For example, anytime they come on and say something about a war or say something about, there was a robbery, two people killed and blah, blah, it's all negative. It's all gross. It's all bad. Well, what this thing, organization where everybody came together yesterday was to change the media, to shift the media, to be like, listen, guys, we can't keep flooding these people's minds with all this shit, all these things we see in movies, violence, you know, like, you just, like, lust, and like, I mean, that's all good, but like in a gross way, being displayed in not a good vibration, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Things that are out of alignment with happiness and love and excitement and laughter, and they're bringing this together. So why I'm saying this is because, as we were talking about, if everybody came together collectively as they do for the Super Bowl, but they came just for the sense of being alive and like just getting excited for just being happy because they love life and like, it's Sunday! Woo! You know, like everybody's just like so happy to be alive and they're like, I love you, dude! You know, like, yeah, and they're yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, I love you! Like, everyone's just like, you know, no.
But here's the thing. We're all cracking up here at the studio. But
Josh has words right now.
I have words. Now, if they're words of wisdom, you tell me.
Okay.
So for those of the listeners right now who are listening to this fabulous show
right.
that don't really have a spiritual side, for those that
right.
do not have a spiritual side, I have some advice. If you are open-minded, and hopefully you are, if you like trying new things, you have an opportunity to experience something awesome. It is called the Conscious Life Expo. It is here in Los Angeles, ladies
Indeed.
And gentlemen. It is February 8th to the 11th.
Yes.
Look it up on Google. I suggest that you all attend, those of you who are spiritual and those of you who are not spiritual.
Yeah.
I think that you will learn a lot. It will open your eyes to a whole different world of thinking. And Sky and David here, they're extremely spiritual, and I'm getting down to that spot too. I'm becoming more spiritual.
We're
spiritual
all spirit,
day.
Bro. We're all
so,
spirit,
you're,
bro.
You're coming up to that spot.
Yep.
Ain't no going down nowhere.
So yeah. It's you know, in the studio right now, there's a lot of positive energy in here. There's no negatives.
Always.
Only positives.
Always.
That's what counts right now. So Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
There should only be positives, no negatives,
well,
except
right.
for the losing team.
Exactly. I was waiting for it. I love it, man. Josh, couldn't have said it better myself, brother. Thank you. Thank you very much for, first of all, first and foremost, informing us and the listeners. Conscious Life Expo, guys. You definitely want to check it out. Barbara Marx Hubbard is one of the most influential women of our time. Definitely check out what she has to say. There's going to be a lot of other speakers there. With a lot of great information. That's not something you're going to want to miss. 3-day event. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Mm.
So, if, for example, we could get together at the Conscious Life Expo and be as excited. Well, I mean, I know I am, and there's a bunch of other people that are just excited to go to the Conscious Life Expo as we are to watch the Super Bowl. But I'm saying like if everybody, like, it's funny, think of everybody that's at the Super Bowl right now around the world or whatever, I don't, like California, United States, you know,
yeah,
like
United
the,
States.
Yeah, United States, where
there's other things going on around the world. It's hard to see when you're in the United States.
Word.
But that's the Word. Ignorance.
It's true. So yeah, please excuse my ignorance, but the you know, imagine every single person around the United States that is watching the Super Bowl or attending the Super Bowl or doing something Super Bowl-esque, right? Now, take all these people, and football is beautiful. It is a, you know, it is a sport. It is a wonderful way of expression. It's great. It's awesome, right? But let's take, instead of football, instead of people, you know, chasing after a ball and ramming into each other, let's take the intention to everybody now is attending and watching Conscious Life Expo-esque instead of, like, Super Bowl-esque, mm-hmm. right? You know, like, then think of the vibration. Just think of, like, how everybody around your community would act, right? So... we are suspending disbelief on the show. If you're just tuning in with us, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Call us, 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. Email me, live on the air. Tell me what you're thinking. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. What we're talking about is if the Super Bowl, which we love, we're not putting it down at all. It's awesome. Sports, everybody together, family, friends, beer, good times, jerseys. Heh. Sounds like a good old backyard barbecue to me. Well, hey, what I'm talking about is if everybody got as excited over the Super Bowl as if everybody got as excited over something like the Conscious Life Expo as they are over the Super Bowl, how the vibration would change, how everything in our communities would be different just on this one specific Sunday. But little do we know the effect that it would have, the ripple effect, right? After this Sunday, what would happen? Well, folks, we are coming into a world where people are getting overly excited and overly joyous to attend and to become a part of a collective understanding fueled by a positive intention with a spiritual hindsight, right? Well, that's what we're here, guys. We're here to talk and tell you, if you're just tuning in with us, about, number one, what you are, which we are going to touch on. It's just been such a fun show. What you are is what you eat. Today,
Super Bowl. What you eat is what you are.
What you eat is what you are. Super Bowl Sunday, guys, today we're drinking a lot of beer, for those who choose to.
Vodka for the Russians.
Vodka for the Russians.
Sake for Asia.
Sake for Asia. And we're also consuming a lot of genetically modified food.
Ugh.
We're also consuming a lot of preservatives.
Ugh.
And just like, you know, nice. I love my carcinogens. They're so good. They're so big. So what we wanted to talk to you about, yes, the first 15 minutes of the show, we were talking to you about the shift in vibration from, you know, if everybody was down for something like the Conscious Life Expo as the collective is down for the Super Bowl. But now what we're going to do is shift a little bit, same idea, different twist. So everybody that is stoked for the Super Bowl and what they're eating, everyone's stoked for their beer, right? Everyone's stoked to go out and get their bags of chips, their salsa, their guacamole, their sour cream, their hot dogs, their steaks, everything that, you know, whatever a good old backyard barbecue on the Super Bowl is, right? That's what I'm talking about.
The hot dog's going to come out real hot. Not like a dog.
Not like a dog.
I'll be barking like a dog. More like
and breathing like one too. Oh man, that is gross.
The Scorpio moon, it's okay.
It's cool. It's cool. We got some digestive the Digestive Diaries by Scorpio Moon.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I think hot dogs are delicious, but the shit that is in a hot dog is disgusting.
It is funny.
I haven't touched hot dogs in probably 3 or 4 years, but I'm telling you right now, a hot dog is just scraps.
It is.
It's scraps.
Have you guys seen how chicken McNuggets are made?
Don't, dude. It's disgusting. They squeeze out this pink shit out of the tube.
It looks like,
and then they fry it and bread it.
Strawberry ice cream.
Oh my god, it's disgusting. Yeah, so guys, if you're gonna eat disgusting, or not, I shouldn't say disgusting food. No one likes disgusting food. But if you're gonna eat food, try your best to make sure that most of it is organic. Whole food,
yeah.
Follow your heart, yeah. Stuff like that. Keep it
good
real,
man.
Keep it clean, and try to make a habit out of it. You know, it's 2013, it's a new light is shining down your tunnels, so I think you guys should, you know, take that into consideration. Try and live a healthier lifestyle by eating more organic foods.
Absolutely.
And bought from family farms.
Hell yeah.
It might take a couple of shining through the tunnels for people to
switch over. Yeah.
But the tunnel can only handle so much.
Yeah. Skaya, I want to hear words of wisdom. Skaya, the words of wisdom magician.
Oh, goddess.
Josh has a very valid point here. Josh is just, like, on the dot. I couldn't agree with him more.
Let's stamp that.
Yeah, right? Like, on the dot. But how, my question for you is, how on a day like this, Super Bowl Sunday, right, we're all collectively going through the shift. We're all, you know, ready to move on to the next phase. Let's cut out the bad foods, cut out the GMOs, start eating organic, exactly like Josh said, you know, everything healthy, right? But let's see, we have Vaughn's supermarket, we have Ralph's, we have like all these places where it's a lot cheaper and a lot more convenient, you know, to just, oh yeah, great, I could just go down, get my bag of chips, get my salsa, get my burr, go back up, watch the game. Skya, my question for you, I have a few philosophies of my own, but I want to hear, what do you think it is going to take to get the full collective society, or a large enough portion of the collective society, to understand and shift from completely and utterly just, you know, that food does not serve us anymore. Hands down, does not serve us. Sorry, Vaughn. Sorry, Ralphs. Hope another reality works for you better. Right?
What would it take? One word. Farms.
Farms.
You go on a farm, you see how your food is made.
Right.
You experience it. You make your own food, at least for one season.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get into that connection with Mother Earth.
Right.
You get into that connection with yourself and understanding that you're a creator being.
Yes.
And that you and nature are coinciding at all times, even when you're breathing.
Yes.
And then you go into a supermarket and see how you feel.
Yeah. Skya, are you living the vegan lifestyle?
The very confusing lifestyle.
The very confusing lifestyle.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you a big meat eater or?
No, I don't eat meat.
Fish?
Very, very
seldomly.
Yeah. And how do you feel? You've eaten meat before, though, right?
Oh, that's all I used to eat.
Yeah. So how do you feel that transition over to very small amounts of fish and no meat? How do you feel after that?
I feel a lot cleaner.
Uh-huh.
It definitely shows in my physical body as well.
Right.
Complexion-wise and
yes.
Overall internal cleanliness.
Yes.
Also, feel a lot lighter.
Yes.
Food's a lot cheaper.
Yes.
And you ain't as stressed because you ain't eating stressed out animals.
No.
Exactly.
You know.
Right on.
And it's, you know, it's been proven through science that the molecular compound of a plant matches your blood.
Right.
And where else can we go here? It's a lot more abundant, you know.
Right.
Doesn't take years and years and years to raise a cow so you can have a piece of steak on your table.
Yeah.
And then growing food in your backyard, you know, season after season. It's more sustainable. It's more involved.
Right.
And you're aware of what you're eating. You
yes.
know? You're making it. You're putting your energy into it.
Right.
You're interacting with it. So.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a huge meat eater.
Right.
But when I'm looking for meat to cook, I try and buy, you know, kosher meat, very clean meat. Some people are confused about what kosher meat is. It's the way that it is how the cow is actually, I don't want to say this, but how the cow is actually killed. They're killed humanely. Some farms.
Right, right. No, there is such, yeah. There's
some
totally.
Farms, you know, I've seen videos, some farms, you know, tipping cows with tractors and stuff like that. Really disgusting
what?
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Taurus doesn't like that.
Yeah.
He just saw himself got run over.
Exactly. So I've seen a lot of messed up videos.
Dude,
man.
Wait, like, tipping cows with tractors? What's
yes.
that even do? Does it?
They're trying to make them immobile. So when you tip over a cow, they won't be able to get up.
Right. I know. That's right? like why that's why it's like so mean to like go cow tipping.
Exactly, which is why it's really important
what?
To, you know, family farms are the way to go because
dude, who
family
the fuck tips a cow with a tractor.
I'm telling you, dude, and
what?
I'm telling you. And after they tip the cow with a tractor, they take a nail gun and they put it to the cow's head and shoot it. Now, there's when you're buying kosher meat, they don't do that. They kill it in a lot more humanely, you know, a humanely way where the cow does not feel pain. At least that's what they think. But
they give him a 10 sack of the finest kush and tell him to go on a tour.
I'm just kidding.
Totally kidding.
You know, the way kosher meat, you know, the way they kill it, the way they cook it, you know, the way they package it, it's clean. You know, there's no crap and shit.
That's good.
All over the place.
That's
like,
good.
Like McDonald's meat, I don't even want to... McDonald's meat is like 2% meat.
Dude, you can't... We
what
can't,
the hell is the other
dog,
98%?
We can't talk... We can't talk that on this... We can't even talk McDonald's, you know? Like,
oh, man.
Dude, that's just... No, but you know what I find so funny?
What do you find funny?
Do you see how... Like, how healthy McDonald's is, like, looking like their commercials, dude? Their commercials, I'm not even kidding. They don't show hamburgers in their commercials. They don't, if you notice.
They gave up.
They gave up. They don't. They show fruits and yogurt parfaits in their commercial. I'm not even kidding. Because when people look at a McDonald's hamburger, like, they think, like, oh, the hamburger. No, dude, I swear, in their commercials and shit, in their commercials, straight up, it's fruit with, like, splashing water on it. And it's like, all fresh, natural, natural fruit.
It's
fruit,
honestly,
yogurt, parfait. Okay, dude, I can't even... Here's the fascinating thing is that, right? And how many celebrity endorsers they can use and they can use to try to affect and influence the people that look up to these celebrity endorsers.
The biggest problem,
right,
is that it's so cheap. That's the biggest problem. If it wasn't so cheap, no one would buy it.
The biggest problem is so undank.
Right.
It's so nasty.
And the thing
sorry, brother.
Oh, yeah, go for it, bro. Yeah.
So they sell you a burger for 99 cents.
Right.
Mm, yeah.
Go out to a store.
Yeah.
How much does a piece of meat cost? How much does, you know, the vegetables cost? How much does the bread cost?
Right.
It's physically impossible from a consumer's point of view to create a burger for 99 cents.
Right.
You know, I understand the wholesale, corporate, all this stuff, but if you weren't using real food, then of course you can
do anything.
You can do anything.
You can sell it for...
I mean, you know, the information's out there. The documentaries are out there.
Right.
You know, it's for people who want to raise their awareness.
Right.
It's the main thing.
Absolutely.
You want to know something funny? I used to work with a guy who did the Carl's Jr. commercials.
Really?
And he was the gaffer guy. The gaffer guy is pretty much an all-purpose guy who's on set. You know, he fixed some things on the stage and stuff like that,
right,
getting ready to shoot. So the model... When they pick up the burger is uncooked. It's not cooked fully. It's practically a raw patty that they're eating. You know, it's warm, but it's practically uncooked.
Really?
So they take a bite. They hold it in their mouth. They don't swallow, because if they swallow, they're going to get salmonella. Because it's raw patty meat.
Oh, my God.
They keep it in their mouth. They put down the burger. The director or editor, they cut to the next scene, and right when they cut to the next scene, the actor takes the trash can and spits out that piece that he took a bite of. And they do the same thing for McDonald's. They probably do it a lot worse for McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, man.
Uncooked meat, guys.
Do they even show people eating things in the commercials?
Yeah, bro.
The Carl's Jr.
I'm talking about McDonald's.
Oh,
McDonald's? Not anymore.
No.
Yeah, they don't even go that far.
No.
It's futile. We're not even going to show people eating this it's a joke.
Yeah.
We're not going to lie to ourselves like that. I mean,
oh,
come on. We know what we're feeding these people.
That's so funny.
I mean, there's a giant M. A giant yellow M. I mean, I think I've seen that somewhere, but you tell me.
Yeah, bro.
Also, it's a technique for... color reflexology, that
right,
yellow
and
red
together
makes you hungry.
Makes you hungry.
Oh my goodness!
Right, it does, and it makes you like want to go there.
The mind is so complicated.
That's dude. That's why Carl's Jr., McDonald's,
In-N-Out,
Burger King, In-N-Out, Chinese restaurants, totally, totally, like Red Dragon, like. You know, I know this one where it's
Oh my God, I didn't even think... This is really...
Dude,
this is really
yellow
strange.
And red.
I didn't even think about
yellow
that.
And red.
They're all yellow and red.
Yeah.
In-N-Out, Carl's Jr., Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's.
Wendy's, Denny's.
Yeah, keep your eye out for yellow and red.
Red Dragon.
And if you ever have healthy food, and you want to attract customers, yellow and red. You'll win. Guaranteed. It's in the human psyche.
Yes.
That is beyond.
Is that amazing?
It can be.
So, Skaya, here we go. Oh. First of all, Skaya, for listeners out there, I know that you guys feel like you know him and are familiar with him.
You don't know anything.
But you don't know a damn thing. No, I'm totally kidding. But something that I believe I have told you guys before, and if I haven't, I'm going to tell you right now. Skaya is an amazing chef. He makes, like, literally, I'm not even, like, and I've said this to people when he has not been around, so that is, I'm not just saying this because he's here in the studio. I'm saying this out of the deepest honesty and trueness of my heart. Skaya's food is the best food I've ever eaten in my life. He makes these all vegan wraps that have like all the superfoods in the world that you eat one and you're like, you're godlike. And then like, and then he brews his own kombucha. Ladies and gentlemen, for anybody out there that has this passion for raw, vegan, healthy, generating, energizing, new age food. Well, it's been around forever, but it's a matter of being conscious of it and hopping on this train. If you guys want to, Sky and I have been talking for quite some time about how amazing that would be to get Sky's food. It's already being shelved and whatnot, but to get it really out there. So anybody that has an idea, has a drive to pursue something along the lines of all natural, organic, raw, vegan cuisine, email me, because there's definitely some opportunities that I feel like could be shared with the world if given the proper connections between Skaya and people.
Dave, I guess you're my manager.
I'm Sky's manager. Yeah, you can contact me first if you want to get to him.
Hey, did you notice, by the way, when people get sick,
yes.
For example, when they get diagnosed with some sort of cancer,
yeah, let's hear
something
it.
Clicks in their brain and says, oh shit, now I have to eat clean. Now I'm going to eat vegetable and fruit smoothies every day, twice, three times a day. See, what people don't understand is that they're waiting for something to go wrong.
Right.
They think nothing is wrong with them until something actually physically happens to them, but they don't understand that from that first bite, from that first, you know, cigarette or whatever, something immediately starts to go wrong.
Yes.
And it's that decay until something explosive happens, and then it's something that you regret. So just a little eye opener for all you guys. Make the right and positive decisions, because right after you make your first wrong decision, stuff starts to start up and decline.
To add on that, put a big boulder in a river that runs all year. Go back a year later, same boulder, a little more, you know, decayed. Go back another year later, it's going to get smaller, it's going to change shape. Soon enough, it's going to lose its integrity, you can break it. It doesn't happen immediately, but it's over time that you'll get eroded. You know,
right. Very nice analogy.
Yeah. Time will take its toll.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I really dig that. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a quick, just a quick little informative few paragraphs about really how important it is not to consume preservatives. I was talking with my father the other day. This is just a personal story. And my dad is just now kind of like hopping on the health train. Like he's kind of just now drinking chia seeds. And I mean, he's always been a healthy guy for the most part, but you know, he'll eat bad food. And I was too for a really long time. Few months ago, like just I woke up and like was like, whoa. Like, I mean, I just, like, stopped eating meat and, like, just totally did this 180, and I've never done anything better for my life. But in that, I realize these things, and then once you realize things, you try to get the people that you love to realize the same things that you realize. So I'm talking to my dad, and telling him, like, I'm like, Dad, like, look at all this stuff that, like, you're eating, you know? And he's like, oh, whatever. You know, he's kind of like a sometimes he can be a difficult person to, a difficult person to get to be like, to change his mind. You know what I'm saying? He's super hard Sagittarius. Super just like, nope, that's the way. And I can
vouch. I'm a Sag.
Yeah. Sky can tell you about that one. So, pretty much I was trying to show him like the facts, like, Dad, look, dude, this is bad. Like, stop shopping at Ralph's, start shopping at Whole Foods. Like, let's change it up. Like, so as I'm reading, I started pulling out just random things that he eats, you know, peanuts, the garlic bread, the, you know, just like the, you know, the chips, just the ice cream, started pulling it out. And I started showing him, sulfur dioxide, sodium nitrate, you know, like just these things that are, you know, and then in parentheses, preservative. And I'm asking my dad, I said, Dad, like, do you feel 100%? Like, do you feel like I feel great. Like, I wake up and I feel awesome. I like, you know, like, do you feel that way? And then, yeah. Well, there shouldn't be hesitation behind that, right? Because I know that when I wasn't taking care of myself, when I was smoking cigarettes and eating food that was not serving me, I would, like, wake up and, like, I mean, it'd be just another day. I'd be like, oh, whatever, you know, it's cool, it's a day. But I didn't think about it. So then I changed my ways, and I asked my dad, I said, Dad, like, why... My dad, obviously, when I smoked cigarettes, he goes, Dave, I don't want you to smoke, right? It's bad for you. Don't smoke cigarettes. I said, well, Dad, this is the same thing. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore because this is terrible for me. This destroys my body. When you eat a preservative, when you put sulfur dioxide and like all these things in your body, what it's like, dude, you're putting a preservative in, like, in your stomach. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, a preservative, like, something that is supposed to be preserved, not broken down, preserved in your body. Where did we get here? Where did we get here? Like, money?
Profit.
Profit, right? I get it. Ease. Ease?
Easiness?
Easiness, right, right. Like East. We got
I
here from the East.
I thought you said West.
I thought Christopher Columbus came from the South. No.
I don't know why I said East. That was weird. Easily. It's really easier.
Profit.
Less
easier.
Expensive.
But you know what? That's sick. That is sick. That is sick, dude. That's sick.
And it'll make you sick.
And it'll make you fucking way sicker. So,
cancerous. It's cancerous.
It's all bad, bro.
Cancerous.
It's all bad. So I'm really passionate about your health, because, like you and I together are making this world. You know, it's like it's up to us. And if you're not healthy, then that's a choice that you're making. And I want you to be a part of my reality.
You are regardless.
Right. Well, right. Right. So, I need you to do the vibration station a favor. More importantly, do yourself a favor. Really, guys, try 1 week. Just 1 week. Try it out.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Oh, you can do it.
If Skya and Josh say that you can do it, then golly gee gosh,
ooh,
you can do it. Really, it's true. I want you guys to try for a week, and I know that you're listening to me right now, and you're like, yeah, okay, Dave, you really think. Well, we're asking to shine a little light down your tunnel, in the words of Josh.
Us instead of the doctors.
Right, yes. It's
Because you don't want that light up your tunnel. What is going on there? Yeah, you know.
It's true. Instead of the doctor's light, let's shine a little bit of our light up your tunnel.
Go ahead and spread them.
Go ahead. Let's see them, guys. So, we're going to spread a little light in your tunnel. And we are going to really try to influence you, not to... listen, guys. It's going to be the Vibration Station Challenge. Vibration Station Challenge. Listen. Right here. Right now. 1 week. It is Sunday, February 3rd, 2013. I'm going to tell you by February 10th, next Sunday, February 10th, what's going to happen is you are going to be a happier, healthier, more sustainable, energetic human being. I'm going to ask you to do a favor for yourself. And I know you're listening to me now, and you're probably thinking to yourself, well, Dave, you really think I'm just going to not eat meat? Or you really think I'm just going to start eating organic for the next week because you tell me to? Yeah, I do. Because because the thing about it is, you know, we come on here every week and we try to change your mind. No, I'm kidding. No, seriously. We come out here every week because we love to, because it's what we enjoy. It's something, it's our passion, and our passion is helping you. And we don't become fully fulfilled until you meet us halfway. And we will be fulfilled one way or another, but it just is so infinitely more fulfilling when you do meet us halfway. And I'm going to tell you, guys, why not just use this? Use this as an opportunity. You know what? Dave said try it out. Use it as an opportunity to change something in your life. A few weeks ago show, we were talking about the importance of change. How you need to...
Step out of your comfort zone.
Yes! Come on, Skye, let's hear it.
Step it out.
Yeah.
Try something. Eat something you don't like.
Yes.
Or you think you don't like.
Yeah.
You haven't touched.
Yeah.
Something you haven't touched.
Yes.
You know, because you're mentally blocking yourself.
Right.
Because because you think it's not manly.
Yes.
To eat a salad without chicken.
Yeah.
And lots of dressing. You know, that's an ego trip. It's all good.
Ego trip, bro.
But in reality, you'd see that you'd be a lot healthier.
You'd be a lot more of a man if you just put your ego down a little bit. Because you know what?
We would all be.
The only reason that you are, like, eating that ego food, right? It's ego food is what it is. Right?
Yes.
So, the reason why you're doing that is because there's obviously something that you're not fully secure with your ego about. Right? Otherwise, why would you compensate? Why would you have to do that? So, essentially, the girlier you are, the manlier you are. Because that's just like, right? Do you know what I'm saying?
It's the way of the Aquarian age. No, okay. It's the balance between your feminine and masculine.
Yeah.
Okay? We all have it.
Yeah.
There's a time when you want to pet, and there's a time when you want to be pet.
Yes.
So, it's a balance. It's all a balance. You have to take both roles because you are both. You are both masculine. You are both feminine.
Yeah.
So there's a time where you do need to, you know, fulfill your masculine needs, shall we say. You know, protein intake or whatever you want to call it. Everything has protein, literally.
Yeah.
There's no diagnosis of protein deficiency.
Deficiency.
There's no scientific term for it because it doesn't exist. Everything you eat has protein.
Right.
Minute portions of it or lots of it. So it's balancing that. And even, I mean, think about it. You crack open an orange, right? You crack one open. You peel an orange open, and then you peel the orange in half. What does that look like to you? It's a yoni.
A what?
A yoni.
A yoni.
Okay. Oh, for you guys, that's a woman's female part.
Oh!
That was funny. Anyways, open a papaya. Slice it in half. What does it look like?
A yoni.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is feeding your feminine side. Okay. You eat a banana. You get my drift here? You get my drift here? But
so,
this
so
is,
would,
this
would
is
eating a banana be feeding your male? Your,
yes, your masculine masculine side, yes. Mm. Because you look at the contents. You look at the vitamineral contents of each fruit and how it's uniquely shaped.
Wow.
And you'll see that it actually coincides with the feminine system and the masculine system.
I have one for you.
That's gnarly. Yeah.
I have one for you.
Yeah, let's hear it, bro.
Kiwi.
Kiwi is circular. What's circular in you and in a woman?
God. Your butthole.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Ovaries.
Yes.
Right.
Everything.
Wow. And another thing, which is so interesting, Skaya, that you point that out. And the more that you, like, it's like, you know, when you're talking, you're getting information, like, we say words and it subconsciously, like, unlocks little doors for us, right? And gets us to think outside of our, well, what that got me to think is, like, I've never thought about that in my entire life. And it's totally coincides. It's totally true. Like, when you open up, like, a papaya, like, that's totally... And, like, an orange, it all has that same... But here's the thing. It's not in a sexual way. In the way that I'm viewing it, in the way that I'm perceiving it, it's not in a sexual way. It's a way of fundamentalism. It's, like, it's the core fundamentals of nature. And, you know, male, female, creation, right? Life. So, I feel like... Maybe does that mean that if you ate a perfect amount of that's funny because we're talking about like penis shaped foods and then like like yoni shaped foods, like
it doesn't have to be just that. There's a food out there that's shaped of any organ in your body.
Right. Okay.
So it doesn't just have to coincide with those parts.
What's heart food?
Heart food? Look for anything that's shaped of a heart. Look at a potato. It's mostly shaped like your stomach.
Right.
I love potato.
Okay. So that helps with the digestion. It helps clean your stomach.
That's gnarly. That's gnarly because it's so true how literally, like, what you... It's funny because it's so obvious and it's so out on the table for us. It's so, like blatantly clear. But we're just so ignorant to things being that natural that, like, we look at it, like, and don't make the connection. Wow. Like...
Digest that.
LOL. Laughing out loud. Ha ha ha. Sky is so punny.
Living out of love?
Living out... Laughing out loud. Living out of love. I'm living out of love and laughing out loud. I always used to... I love that, man. That's so great. So, listen, guys. We are sitting in front of our TVs watching the Super Bowl. And we're drinking our beer and eating our food.
Masculine.
And what are we going to think about? I'll tell you. We're going to think about how after the Super Bowl, right? I know, you already bought your chips. I get it. You already bought the guacamole. I understand. The grill's already fired up. I know. Okay. After the Super Bowl, I know. What we're going to do is focus on cleansing. Next Sunday, we're going to check up. We're going to say, you know what? I'm going to cleanse as well. I'm going to do a super cleanse. We're all going to cleanse. We're going to focus on what we put in and how that is a direct connection of what reflects out. Guys, it is always a blessing, a pleasure, an excitement of mine to spread this wonderful experience with you guys. Brother Josh, Brother Skaya, how I love you.
Love you.
How I appreciate you guys.
Couldn't say better myself.
And As you know, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise
your vibration.
Check us out every Sunday, 1 o'clock. We love you guys, and we send you love, light, happiness, joy, laughter, blessings, and I will see you 10 times healthier next week. Peace.
Peace.
To the negativity, floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. In all his silly games like, will we used to play and see? How fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes.